Hi, my name's Derek and I'm a parent advisor at Contact. I'm going to tell you about seven good reasons why you should think about claiming child disability payment if you're the parent of a disabled child in Scotland. Child disability payment is the main benefit for Scottish families with disabled children. It's paid to help offset the extra costs in bringing up a child with a disability. However, if your child's awarded child disability payment, as well as getting money from Social Security Scotland, it can also act as a gateway to other types of financial help. Here are seven reasons why you could be better off if your child gets child disability payment. Reason 1. Extra tax credits or universal credit payments. If you're a family on child tax credit or universal credit, you'll start to get extra payments for any child who's on child disability payment. Your payments will increase by anything from £33 to £104 a week, depending on the rate of benefit your child gets. This extra money is on top of the child disability payment itself, so make sure that the office paying you tax credits or universal credit knows that your child's getting child disability payment. Reason 2. Access to carer's allowance or the new carer's support payment. Depending on the rate of child disability payment awarded, you might start to qualify for either carer's allowance or the new carer support payment, which is gradually replacing carer's allowance in Scotland. Whether you're paid one of these carer's benefits will depend on other factors too, like your earnings and whether or not you're a full-time student. If you get either of these carer's benefits, you should also qualify for a lump sum payment, known as the carer's allowance supplement, which is paid by Social Security Scotland twice a year. Reason 3. The carer element in universal credit. If you're getting universal credit, then depending on the rate of child disability payment awarded, you can access an extra payment called the carer element of universal credit. You can get this payment even if your earnings are too high to get carer's allowance or the carer support payment. You can also become exempt as a carer from having to take any steps to look for work as part of your universal credit claim. Reason 4. Help with getting around. If your child's awarded the higher rate of the child disability payment mobility component, they'll automatically be eligible for the Blue Badge Disabled Parking Scheme. And so long as their child disability payment award has at least 1 year left to run, you'll also have the option of using the higher mobility component to lease a new car under the Motability Scheme. You can also get a road tax exemption for a car that's substantially used to meet your disabled child's needs. Reason 5. Exemption from the benefit cap. If you're an out-of-work family and are affected by the household benefit cap, getting child disability payment for a child means that you become exempt and the cap stops being applied to your benefits. Reason 6. The bedroom tax. Now, if you're affected by the bedroom tax or local housing allowance rules because your child's disability stops them from sharing a bedroom with siblings, then getting child disability payment at certain rates can lead to an increase in the amount of housing benefit you get or the help you get from universal credit towards rent. Reason 7. Help with winter heating costs. If you have a child who's awarded child disability payment at the highest rate for personal care, you will be paid a lump sum payment to help with winter heating costs. This is known as the Child Winter Heating Payment and is currently worth £235 for each child who qualifies. If you get child disability payment at any rate, you can get and you get means tested benefits alongside this, you should get a winter heating payment of £55. You can find much more information about child disability payment and these other types of financial help on our website at contact.org.uk. Thanks a lot for listening.